When you need your work truck to work as hard as you do, trust Delphi Technologies to deliver the parts built for the toughest work environments. From construction sites to long-distance hauling, go with the aftermarket supplier known for its 100-plus years of OE heritage and expertise. Go to DelphiAftermarket.com today. Everyone, welcome to the podcast. It's your host Andrew Ross. With me today is the chair of the High Five for Kids Foundation, part of the AIA Canada generally, but working independently. Ray Prue is the chair of the High Fives for Kids Foundation. Ray, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Andrew. Much appreciated. Thank you for your time.
Now we both work, with the foundation, over the pandemic, you launched the Chairman's Challenge as the some of the key events that had formed fundraisers for the charitable foundation. Obviously weren't happening during the depths of the pandemic, but it's continued to be a good source of awareness and some fundraising too, right, Ray?
It is, Andrew. In 2022, with the support of AIA members across Canada, we were very fortunate to generate a little over $30,000 in donations to continue our good work in supporting charities, children's charities across Canada.
Yeah, tell us and the listeners a little bit about some of the things that are it's focused on, because certainly there's quite a specific focus for High Fives for Kids that shouldn't be hard to figure out from the actual name of the foundation either, right?
Right. So in 2022, we made some donations to the YWCA in Calgary. We also supported the Kerr Street Mission in Ontario, in Toronto. We also supported the Junior Achievement of Northern Alberta, which is a fundraiser in conjunction with Fountain Tire. We're also in which we basically donated a little over $20,000 for these charities. As to other support mechanisms that we participate in, we have our scholarship program in which we recognize four students from Georgian College in which they receive some scholarships from High Fives. And then we have our Arthur Pollan scholarship program in which, again, we recognized four students in which we supported them financially, again, to achieve their goals and be our future leaders in Canada.
Sure, all very consistent with the goal of helping lend a hand, high fives, to youth-oriented causes and individuals across the country. When we launched the 2022, just into 2023, Chairman's Challenge, one of the areas that we all felt and I think people will understand justifiably so deserved some attention was the situation that a lot of Ukrainian refugees and kids part of that coming to Canada found themselves in as a result of the conflict there. As you know, we have a very significant Ukrainian community in Canada, and we felt that it made a lot of sense to do what we could to help out. That ended up being a little bit more difficult than we realized, I think, at the outset to find appropriate organizations. Isn't that the case, Ray?
Yeah, that's true, Andrew. Going through our research, we did make a commitment in 2022 that we would support some Ukrainian charities. But to your note, I mean, it certainly was a little more difficult to find the proper charity that we wanted to support. So we made that commitment in 2022. And in our last board meeting in 2023, just about a month ago, we did make a commitment to donate $2,500 to the Manitoba Ukrainian Charity, and also another $2,500 to a Ukrainian charity in Ottawa, Ontario. So we're very proud of that. We had made that commitment. So we have gone forward with that, and hopefully it's going to help these families and their children seek a little better lifestyle, if you will, in Canada. So we're pretty proud of that accomplishment.
Yeah, you know, and for those who, you know, maybe don't have an opportunity to kind of dig into the specifics of the two recipient organizations, in Manitoba, it's the Newcomers Employment Education and Development Services organization that provides a lot of youth-oriented services, including, you know, recreational and educational services for youth, you know, in Manitoba. And in Ottawa, Ukrainian Canadian Social Services organization that has a Ukrainian response activities there, and including things like summer camps and just you know, a lot of support services focused on youth. So you know, echo your sentiments that I think all of us as part of you know, High Fives for Kids, as well as frankly the, you know, the entire association and industry should be really proud that we're able to, you know, do some things to help out and lend a hand. Of course, none of this happens without without fundraising. You know, we don't do it just to build a bank account, of course, but money goes out, the money has to come in. So what does 2023 have in store for High Fives for Kids on the fundraising front, right?
In 2023, Andrew, again, we are relaunching the Chairman's Challenge in April, in which we will be sharing a memo with all the AIA members as to what we accomplished in 2022. It is always very, very important to mention what we're actually accomplishing with the monies that we do receive. So we're very, very grateful to the support we have received, but there's still a lot of work ahead of us to be done in the future. So we will be relaunching the Chairman's Challenge in April. We have a targeted list of members that we do pursue. And again, anybody can go into our website and make these donations. And another significant component to help us in these contributions is golf tournaments. So in 2023, we do have a few golf tournaments coming back in 2023. And certainly that is certainly a critical piece of generating some revenues for our foundation. So we're very confident that we will be able to exceed the goals that we accomplished in 2022. And again, these monies will be spent to continue to help children's charities across Canada.
Well, that's great news, because, you know, way back in 2020, when the Chairman's Challenge was launched, that was really the only avenue for fundraising, as I mentioned earlier on in the podcast, because events were, you know, definitely off the list, you know, as all gatherings were. So seeing them coming back and seeing us continuing on with the Chairman's Challenge really is a, you know, quite a, you know, a strong statement of the support from the industry, right?
It is, certainly is. I mean, we've had significant support from different members. And as you know, we could not accomplish this without some sort of a focus over and above the way we were generating revenues in the past. So hats off to the members, the AIA members who have participated, have supported us. We're always seeking new members, AIA members, to help us. And it is a reflection of our commitment as an industry, of what we're trying to do and create a difference for these children's charities. And, you know, you need to do those good things to have a feel-good story, right? And it is a feel-good story on behalf of the whole AIA industry.
And you know, I can confirm that, you know, in addition to being you know, a member of the board personally, as well, you know, chat media, which this is all part of here. Is also, you know, we're happy to donate every year too. You know, I kind of call on everyone out there who is a part of the industry to find a few shekels in your pocket and donate. It's super easy. The best way to do it is through the website. We'll put the link in the show notes to, you know, High Fives for Kids, and you know, have a look at what they do. Again, it's not just charity charitable causes. It's also scholarships and other things that we're involved in helping to move the industry forward and help moving the lives of a lot of young folks you know, across the country forward. So you know, give it a look if you haven't donated before, and if you have donated before, don't forget to renew your commitments. Thanks so much, Ray, for joining me on the podcast today. Really appreciate it. Is there anything else you wanted to let people know before we sign off here?
No, again, thank you, Andrew, for giving us this time for the foundation. Again, the memo will be going out the next week or two in support of the Chairman's Challenge. Is the beginning of a new day for us and to generate more monies and to create that difference that I've talked about for children's charity. So I thank everybody from the industry, and let's keep making a difference.
That's a great note to end on. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Be good to each other, be good to yourselves, and we'll talk to you next time on the Great Canadian Aftermarket Podcast. Take care, everyone.
Listening to the Great Canadian Aftermarket Podcast, brought to you by the publishers of Indie Garage and Jobber Nation. Connect with us online at indiegarage.ca and jobbernation.ca, a brand of Chat Integrated Media.
Pothole damage to a vehicle's chassis is always a concern, no matter the size or time of year. If the worst does happen, you can count on Delphi Technologies steering and suspension parts to get your customers back on the road again. Learn more at DelphiAftermarket.com.